Thanks so much for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. Today, we're going to look at Matthew chapter 19, verses 21 through 22. Jesus had an interaction with an individual who had a lot of stuff, a lot of possessions. And Jesus said to him, if you would be perfect, that is, if you would be complete, go sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and then come and follow me. And when the young man heard this, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. So the young man in the story began with the right question. He asked Jesus, how can I have eternal life? So he longed for something beyond himself, and he sought the right person to ask. It's hard to find fault in his credentials. Murder, adultery, theft, lying were appropriately absent from his resume. He had treated his parents with respect and honor. He had reached out to his neighbors. If I'm Jesus, I'm saying, man, let's ditch the fisherman, tax collector, and the zealot. Follow me, young man, and we'll go change the world, just you and me. But Jesus is always able to peer deeper into the messy heart. And he saw a clogged spiritual artery. It's a little problem with a god of money. When Jesus pinpointed the issue in this rich young man, that young man dropped his head and walked away from the giver of eternal life. I always wondered what happened to the rich young man. If he continued on his journey away from Jesus, by all human accounts, he lived a rich, full life. I'm sure he had a beautiful wife and lived in a big house on prime property, barely visible from the road. He gave his kids everything they wanted, including the best education available, paid for it all. He traveled to exotic places, stayed in extravagant hotels, and ate exquisite food. He continued to make money. He seemed everything he touched turned to gold. Business advisors drooled to have him as a client. He retired in luxury to a beautiful island, swinging in a hammock, fanned by servants, fed grapes the size of tangerines. And yet people wondered why there was such sadness in his eyes. He had everything and nothing at the same time. And then one day, the sad old man died. They said he experienced a rich, full life, as he experienced an empty, hellish eternity. He gained the world and lost his soul. So a couple talking points. Tell God how tempting it is to trust in stuff and how hard it is to give it up. Ask God to help you remove your hands from the things that fade away and grab hold of the things that last forever. Father, help me not make the same mistake as a rich young ruler. May I be willing to give up everything for you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.